This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
Okay, 855-839-1210 on Twitter. At Rich Zeoli, the president yesterday talked a lot about Syria, Now, I watched the entire one-hour press conference, and today, still, the big story is what's going to happen in Syria. The big story brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Cold and flu season's here. If you got kids in particular, like I do, it's easy, just right across the forehead, and you are done. Accurate readings all the time, and it makes it easy, especially because kids hate getting their temperature taken. Who does, really, right? That's why Exergen works for adults as well. Now, the president yesterday, 1 hour yesterday on Syria, among other things. And I've said for a while now, the president, if there's ever one thing that's going to be his downfall, it'll be the military-industrial complex. Because even though, and I agree with the president, by the way, they're so powerful, as the president points out yesterday. I mean, what other president would have the cojones to stand up there and actually point out the power of the military-industrial complex? Not since Dwight Eisenhower. Has the president had the courage to really bring this up and address it directly? Cut four.
If we go on the theory that some of the folks in Washington go by, who all do very well with the military-industrial complex. I mean, you know, the military-industrial complex, take a look at Dwight Eisenhower. He had it figured right many years ago. It's got tremendous power. They like fighting. They make a lot of money when they fight. But it was time to bring our soldiers back home. So I see, and I will tell you, the hardest thing I have to do, by far, much harder than the witch hunt, is signing letters to parents of soldiers that have been killed. And it's not only that, in areas where there's not a lot of upside, if there's any upside at all, and in many cases there's only downside. And especially when that soldier was killed in a blue-on-green attack. You know what that is, right? That's where a soldier being trained or whatever turns his gun on an American soldier. Here, son, take your gun. You know how to use it. And he takes the gun and he turns it and he shoots one. We have many of them in Afghanistan, in particular in Afghanistan. The hardest thing I have to do is signing those letters. That's the hardest thing I have to do. And each letter is different. We make each letter different. And last week I signed five of them for Afghanistan, one in Iraq, one in Syria from 2 weeks ago. And sometimes I call the parents. Sometimes I see the parents. I go to Dover when I can, but it's so devastating for the parents that, you
know, that's Dover Air Force Base, which is where they bring all the fallen bodies home from the wars. That's something the president has to deal with. That's unique to the presidency, right? As a commander in chief. So he wants to bring the troops home. He campaigned on this. He believes this in his heart. He really believes it's the right thing to do. And he's got a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservative talk show hosts out there who are pushing back on him, especially when it concerns Syria. And we're talking about 50 soldiers. But this idea that we've abandoned our friends, the Kurds, and we've just left them out there to dry. The bigger question is, how do we get there in the first place? First of all, Barack Obama sent troops to Syria without any congressional authorization. It was supposed to be a month. It's been years. And the president said something that is very, very difficult for a Republican to say. Because I know this from being a talk show host all these years. There's nothing that divides this audience more than the idea of us using military force around the world or being around the world. I know it. I see it. And Donald Trump, because he is at a place in his life where he doesn't care. He just does and says what he believes is right. He talks about this stuff. This is the kind of stuff that would normally cause him to get called out by a lot of conservative talk show hosts and people on Fox News and other places. But he calls it right out. Cut 4A about the Middle East. Again, not easy for a president to say this.
The worst mistake that the United States has ever made, in my opinion, was going into the Middle East. It's a quagmire. We are up to close to $8 trillion. and we're bringing our folks back home. We have great, talented military. We're bringing them back home. Our military has never been stronger, but we're now acting as police. We're policing areas. We're doing jobs that other countries should be doing. We're doing jobs, frankly, that Europe should be doing. We're doing jobs that Russia should be doing, that Iran should be doing, that Iraq, Turkey, Syria should be doing. They should be doing this. We shouldn't be doing it. We're 7,000 miles away.
And the fact is that there are, unfortunately, a lot of people in the Republican Party who are blasting him on this. And people like Lindsey Graham, for example, who, look, and Lindsey's been a great supporter of the president in a lot of other areas. But the point that Lindsey Graham and others make is that literally now we got to be there for in perpetuity. And I don't agree with that. The president doesn't agree with that. Cut two.
Lindsey Graham is talking about imposing economic sanctions on Turkey over this incursion into Syria. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's okay. I've already told that to President Erdogan. Far more than sanctions. I'll do far more than sanctions. Lindsey, and I'd feel differently. I think Lindsey would like to stay there for the next 200 years and maybe add a couple of 100,000 people every place. But I disagree with Lindsey on that. But I will tell you that I do agree on sanctions, but I actually think much tougher than sanctions if he doesn't do it in as humane a way as possible. But I've gotten him to stop for virtually from the first day that I was in office. But they've wanted to fight, and that's the way it is, and they've done it for so long. Yes, go ahead, please.
Now, I want you to think about this from the perspective of normally a Republican president saying stuff like this would cause so many people in the Republican Party to abandon him. But there are a lot of people in the Republican Party who agree that these wars, they got to stop. We can't be everywhere. It's enough. It's enough blood. It's enough treasure. It's got to end. Got to end. But the other point, too, is that because Democrats are so politically stupid and they're constantly going after the president, they wind up causing conservative talk show hosts have to spend most of their time defending the president on the witch hunt and the impeachment. And so they spend some time disagreeing with him on, say, Syria, for example. But if the Democrats weren't going after him and hammering him and trying to remove him every day from office, you got to wonder if that would tilt. You know, you got to wonder if that scale would tilt a little bit. It's why I say the Democrats are so politically stupid, because they cause Republicans and conservatives who even disagree with the president on some things that they normally would abandon ship over to circle the wagons and defend the guy and go all in. Now, I agree with him on all this stuff. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about others who are out there. You know, other Republicans who believe that if we leave the Middle East or we're abandoning our friends, the Kurds or something like that, it's going to be a disaster. Those conservative voices would normally probably ditch a Republican over something like this. But Democrats, being how they are, so crazy and all in on impeachment and going after the president and everything like this, forces everybody to circle the wagons. So you go, I don't agree with them on this or I don't agree with them on that, but it doesn't matter because we got to circle the wagons. The other point, too, is that because Democrats are so extreme, you have to circle the wagons because the other alternative is so much worse. For example, I am never afraid to say when I disagree with the president, I said, don't sign these ridiculous omnibus bills and the spending and everything else. But I'm not going to ditch them because I know that the alternative is that much worse of Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law, or megaphone Bernie, or, you know what I mean? I know it's worse. The other problem Democrats have is because they're not offering a sensible, moderate Democrat alternative to the president. There's nowhere for anybody to go. So you wind up just doubling down. And that gives him the ability, I think, to be able to call this stuff out. I mean, what other Republican can call out the military-industrial complex? Name me another Republican that can call out the fact that his own party would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 200 years and add hundreds of thousands of people. What other Republican could stand up there and say, the worst mistake we ever did was going into the Middle East? And by the way, he did all this yesterday at a executive order signing ceremony, reducing regulations and the power of the executive branch of government to go after people. Just think about that for a quick second now. Donald Trump saying all this, the event was not about Syria. The event was about a signing of new regulations, executive branch regulations, regulations, excuse me, executive branch, executive orders that would roll back the power of the executive branch of government to go after American citizens. Because everything we've talked about, the weight of the government, if the government wants to get you, something I say all the time, right? If the government wants to get you, they'll get you. The power of his branch of government, his executive branch, not because of him, but because of all his predecessors, they have enabled all these different agencies and authorities, EPA, IRS, you name it, to go after you unrestrained. Donald Trump yesterday signed a series of executive orders to roll back that power the executive branch of government has over an American citizen to restore due process, to restore your ability to stand up and fight back. That deserves the round of applause from everybody. That deserves the kind of praise from people on both the left and the right. And all those never Trump Republicans out there who don't say a word about it. You know, I disagree with the president on some things, and I'll never be afraid to tell you when I do. Because I know he's a big boy, and I know that he likes when people disagree with him, because I know the guy. But man, you know, on stuff like this, I get so proud of the fact that I voted for him. Because I was told that he was going to expand the power of the executive. I was told that he was going to be an imperial president, a king who would never leave office. He's limiting his own power. And nobody says a damn word about it. He's calling out the military-industrial complex, and nobody says a damn word about it. He's calling out Republicans who want us to be in military wars forever and ever and ever and ever. He's calling out people to get rich off of war. And nobody. The never Trumpers don't give him a round of applause. These never Trump fake people on Fox never give him a round of applause. No Democrats give him a round of applause. No civil libertarians give him a round of applause for that stuff. None of them do. It's pathetic. It's pathetic because this is what the Republican Party has needed for a long time. A good swift kick in the ass of somebody who's going to say, we are not going to be the party of war, and we're not going to be the party that expands the executive branch of government anymore. It's time to roll it back. Roll it back. Roll back the war. Roll back the power of the executive. Roll it back. He's doing that. He's doing that. And his reward for that? Impeachment. Unbelievable. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.